What I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
You're listening to WowFireRadio.com presents the Jerry Torres program. No bad news, no sad news, no politics, no religion, just happy fun stuff. And now, here's your host, Jerry Torres.
Five-time Emmy Award-winning anchor Ron Burgundy and Tits McGee.
Now go do that voodoo that you do.
Oh, yes! Oh my God! I am back! Yes, ladies and gentlemen! I am back on the air live! Welcome one and all! I am back. This is the Jerry Torres program here on WildfireRadio.com. And I'd like to introduce to my great producer, Tyler!
New scientific.
Oh, sorry. What's going on, boss?
Who's Tyler?
Please, people, he's just a man with a well-trimmed beard. Thank you so much, man. Oh, my God. So I am back on live, which is great, man. And a lot of things are happening today, which we're going to talk about and get it all out of the way. Some stuff happened last week. And like I said, I'll be back on the regular 3 to 4 week show thing after February, people. I talked it over with the big boss. Tyler, do you mind if you turn the music down just a little tiny bit, please?
Who's Tyler?
Tyler, sorry. I'm sorry, man. I'm just really tired. Tyler, do you mind please turning the music down?
I don't know
down?
Who Tyler is.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor. Do you mind putting down the music just a little bit, please? Thank you, boss. All right. So, Taylor. I'm so sorry, man. I just had a long 2 weeks, man. I just had to get a lot of things done, which we are going to talk about stuff. Hold on. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, yeah, I can hear myself. Okay, good. A lot of things that I'm making right now that I'm planning to make vows, you know. So I'm definitely working on that. Can you still hear me, my voice? Okay, good. So I'm definitely working on some stuff right now that we're going to talk about it later on in the topic. But before anything of anything, I have a little couple of sponsors that I'd like to read out. They're really cool guys. You know, they don't pay me a dime, but they're really cool guys. Anyway, so the first one is I'm a cigar smoker, but I'm not a heavy chain smoker. I like the when I'm really stressed or angry, a nice, good smelling cigar brings down the ease. But if you are a heavy smoker and love smoking cigars or a pipe smoker, I suggest you go to SmokingDog.com. Smoking Dog, two locations, one in Mount Holly, New Jersey, and one in Marlton. Great quality name brand cigars, all for your every needs. Name brands from all over the world, from London, but not in Cuba, you know. But they have great prices, great quality price, great quality name brands, and great prices as well. Also, if you buy a cigar there, they have a great cigar lounge where you can smoke your cigar and bring your own booze, which means you can bring your Jack Daniels, your cognac, your vodka, and enjoy a nice lounging around, just chilling, watching ESPN, or just relaxing. No, that does not mean you can bring your 24 case of beer, and no, they would not allow you. This is a high classy place, great quality cigars. So if interested, also if you purchase a empty cigar box, which they do have, great quality name, well crafted, these cigar boxes are beautiful. If you buy one for $2, those $2 will go to a dog kennel. Helps keep their dog kennels clean, well-groomed, well-fed, and have them ready up for adoption. So, if interested, go to Smoking Dog, one located in Mount Holly, New Jersey, and also in Marlton. Check them out. Go to SmokingDog.com. Also,
Hector!
That's right. Hector's Outdoor Haven, one located in Columbus, New Jersey.
Hector!
That's right. If you are an outdoorsman, like the military, or just like the hiking, hunting, whatever, do you want the stuff? They got it. Go to Hector's Outdoor Haven, located in the Columbus Market in Columbus, New Jersey. Check out his website at hectorsoutdoorhaven.com. You want it? They got it. If they don't have it, they'll place the order for it. They'll definitely have it to you overnight. So they have all this. Also, if you're a military personnel, you need military stuff, they have it there as well. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and including Coast Guard. Any equipment from boots to uniforms, they have it right there. So check them out. Go to Hector's Outdoor Haven.
Hector!
That's right. Hector's Outdoor Haven, Columbus, New Jersey.
Hector!
He's going to love that. I'm trying to work on another sponsor. They worked on my teeth, Marone and K Orthodontics. I'm trying to get in touch with Dr. Marone and Dr. K to see if I can give him a shout out as well, too. But I need their permission. Am I right, Taylor?
Yes.
What's wrong, man? How you been? You just chilling, relaxing?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff on your mind? You ready for the Super Bowl?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Who's your prediction?
It's too, like, evenly matched, I think.
I know. Yeah. But I'm flipping the coin on this one. I'm going to say Kansas City.
Yeah, if I had to pick, I guess.
Oh, damn, we can't bet. Fuck.
All right, then I'll take the Niners.
No, you want me to take the Niners?
I said I'll take the Niners.
Oh, you take the Niners? Okay. $5, which I know I owe you $5. Really, I can't remember. I got to listen back to the, what was it?
You owe me 25.
Not 25. Don't raise the bet.
You owe me 20 from before.
Really?
The Browns.
Wait, I did pay you, though. Yeah, I did.
For this year?
Yeah, the last year one. Yes, I did.
Oh, I thought you meant you were doing it this year.
No. Well, I did pay you. It's on audio. I do remember, it's all recorded, so thank God. No, I did pay you cash. I remember that. Yeah, but this Super Bowl is going to be so hard, man. I mean, you got the Niners, then you got Kansas City. I got it. Like I tell everybody, Kansas City is hungry, immensely hungry. 50 years they haven't been to the Super Bowl. Now they're back, and they're determined to get that trophy back. They won the Super Bowl, right? One.
Yeah, definitely.
This is like, what, 70s?
I forget when exactly.
Yeah, it was 50 years since they won, until it had to be like, what, 60s? They won one or something like that. So, yeah, this team is very much eager to get that trophy back into their state. So it's going to be one interesting Super Bowl, but we'll definitely talk about that later in sports. All right, and my birthday is at least 3 weeks away. No. Wrong song. That's not what I'm talking about. I played Jason Pollock's theme song. That's not the one I wanted. oh, my God. Hold on. Let me find it here. I knew I should have had it up. Here we go. Birthday song. Let me see. No. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Here we go. All right, here we go. Birthday. God damn it. I should have had my tablet up and running, man. Oh, my God. Give me 1 second, people. All right, there we go. Up there. Checking out. Uh-huh. All right. Tablet should be up and running. There we go. Anyway, so, yeah, my birthday is 3.5 weeks away. God, technically 2.5 now. But am I excited for it? Yeah. Aren't you going to ask how old I'm going to be?
Isn't that rude?
No, it's not. I'm not a woman. You can ask me.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I'll be 48 years old, man. Oh, my God. Here we go. I'll play this one. Eh. There we go. But I shouldn't be playing this song. They're about a few seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, I got to stop. See, if I continue playing that, we have to pay them, and that's not going to happen. But if I talk over it, that's fine. But yeah, 3.5 weeks, 2.5, actually, and I'll be 48 years old. I cannot believe that, man. But also, I did my taxes. Did you do your taxes now?
Yes.
Yeah, I got them done, too. As soon as I got my W-2 forms online, I quickly went to the great H&R Block. Yes, they quickly got my taxes done. I am satisfied. I did my own commercial. I sent it out to the actual H&R Block headquarters, and they sent me back a "we like it" But I don't know if they're ever going to air it on TV, though. But if I got a like back, hey, that's good enough for me, you know. So, yeah, I recorded it all on my phone, and I loved it because I was happy. I've been a faithful customer to them for, like, over 7 years, I think, now. So, thank you, H&R Block, for doing my taxes, and, you know, all right. Anyway, so I'm thinking about throwing a birthday podcast special. I'm debating on it, like inviting, I want to invite my boy Tim Grill, Jason Pollock to come on, you know, help me celebrate. And maybe Tyler can give me a nice happy meal from McDonald's.
I'm sure Tyler will.
Taylor. I'm just joking with you, all right? Don't get upset, man. You know, I don't mean to insult you in any way or form. You know, I highly respect you, all right? But here, listen to my birthday song. Here we go. There we go. Which is not, it's only 2.5 weeks away. Oh my God. You haven't been sick lately, have you?
No.
Okay, this coronavirus, if you drink too much of the beer, that joke has already been dead now. Oh my God. Did you see that girl online? She didn't know much about the coronavirus, and they thought it was a joke, but it turned out to be legit, that this girl went to the fridge, right? And she thought the coronavirus was in the beer. So she started to dump her father's beer into the sink and she recorded it online. And the father was like, what are you doing?
It's time to join the podcasting wave. Download the Stitch.
And the father was like, what are you doing? And the daughter was like, it's corona. It's infected. It's like, it's the virus. It's not the beer. It's ridiculous. You gotta find it. It's on YouTube. She thought it was a legit virus in the beer. Anyway, I thought it was funny myself. All right. Jeez, man. Anyway, there we go. There we go. I thought it was funny. Coronavirus in the beer. Ha ha. Thank you so much, people. All right. Who's winning?
Atlanta.
Oh, God. Anyway, I'm not a betting man. All right. So, like I said, we're going to my birthday party and a big deal about it. Let me see here. All right. let me see. No, I'm immune to pain and alert cost. My red flags are never down. Ah, there we go. All right. Actors out there even. All right. So a lot of things happened of the 2 weeks I was gone, the Super Bowl, and Conor McGregor, even though he won his latest fight, the word's going around, I'm going to mention his sports, but he wants to fight Floyd Mayweather again. And he said he wants to fight him. He wants Mayweather to fight him in the octagon. Can you believe that?
I'm not a big UFC guy.
No? Oh, well, you're more into football and basketball, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. How about hockey? No?
No, not really.
No, not hockey? Lacrosse? Cricket? No?
No.
Okay. But Conor McGregor said that he wants to fight Mayweather in the octagon, and he said he'll fight him for $80 million. So far, Mayweather's people are thinking about it. But like I said, I'll get into sports and I'll talk about that in a sense. Good news. I really don't have any right now. I should have done my research and I type a lot on my laptop. But, you know, Valentine's Day is around the corner, guys, which they should not call it Valentine's Day, which they should call it I Fucked Up Day. That's what they should call it, you know? Thank you. Thank you, people. Stick around for the shrimp. It's great. All right. So I think for that day to come around, you know, I don't know. I should say, guys, there's going to be a lot of restaurants, a lot of places are going to be packed. I would say if you want to keep it romantic, keep it simple, guys. Like order out some Chinese food or some pizza, get a bottle of wine and watch some Netflix and bang your brains out. What do you think? You still single, right, Tyler?
Who's Tyler?
Taylor.
I don't know.
No? You don't have a girl in your life? I thought you did.
I don't feel like I need to talk about it.
All right. I'm sorry, man. Hey, if I'm bothering you watching the game, I'm sorry, man. Oh, man. So, I'm going to say, I got to write some stuff down because I know ideas are coming out of my head. All right. So, basically, every restaurant is going to be booked, guys. So, the good news is about this. It's like I said. if you don't have the time to buy the flowers or the card that's still around, a plastic rose still goes a long way. Okay. Yes. You know, buy those ones that look real. Okay. But buy ones that look real. Go to Walgreens or CVS. Hey, look, if you're not being cheap, it's that you didn't forget. So go and like buy a nice card, some candy, or buy her favorite food. And if you want to really make it romantic, you know, just light up some candles. Yes, I'm throwing my ideas here, guys. All right, give me a break. And play some slow song in the background and, you know, make it all moody. Get some warm oils. You know what I mean? And let me see here if I could find some Sade back here. Here we go. Yeah, I play some Sade in the back. Let me see if I can find some. Here we go. Yeah. This goes out to a special lady out there who I promise not to mention her name. Anyway. Yeah, play some Sade in the background. Pour some bottled wine. Hey, baby, we got some Domino's, some Netflix. Let's get it on, baby. Anyway. So I would say keep it simple. If you don't have one to spend too much money going out, because like I said, everywhere's going to be reservations. It's going to be packed. It's going to be ridiculous. So if you want to keep it simple, candles, nice meal, nice movie, maybe watch some porn. There you go. That'll get the engines running. But if you want to keep it simple and nice, you know, that's a good thing to do for Valentine's Day. So keep it simple, guys, if you like to. All right. A lot of people getting laid on Valentine's Day. All right. So now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go into the world. Let's begin with something, man. So I saw a lot of cars online, and it's too much of a long-ass list. Oh, my God. We're just back in fantasy land. What the hell did I just press? So right now, we're going to go into the world of cars. All right, people. I was reading, like I said, I downloaded this thing online, and it was about the top 10 cars that they will not sell into the United States. Now, Taylor, I was reading this, and they look like Americanized cars, you know, but they just will not sell them in the United States. I guess it's because one of the laws is something about the engine. I don't know what it is. It's so weird. Or either the steering wheel is on the right side, you know, and they had this car, like there's a luxury car that I like. I'm a muscle car guy. I love muscle cars, but there's a car that looks like the American version of the Chrysler 300T or 300S. That's what it is. It looks exactly like the American car, but they will not sell it here in the States. Plus they have the Ford Falcon, the updated version. They won't sell it here in the States. It's a very I'll get into it the next time I talk about cars. It's the top 10 cars that they will not sell in the United States. It is ridiculous. But normally I talk about cars that I see in movies and TV shows. But because all these shows, they have always these people with issue factors. But they never drive the car or the motorcycle, basically, in these movies and TV shows. So I'll keep going with the tradition, you know what I mean? So I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep this tradition about movies and TV shows of these cars and motorcycles that were in TV and movies. So your car of the week, this is a classic car. Damn, I got to put my glasses back on. PayPal, okay, here we go. It is the 1959 Peugeot 403 Cabriolet from the TV show Columbo. Yes. And now, if you've ever seen the episodes of Columbo, they're very good shows. It's like 8 seasons on. They did some Columbo movies. I love the show. You know, it was original. But the car that he drove was a small car. It was a 1959 Peugeot 403. And that was his car. And Columbo was was as humble as they come, diligently, methodically solving murders in his rumpled trench coat that he had on, a raincoat. As I don't know what it was, but it was a coat. And his car stood out because in the world of flashy TV and movie cars, it was equally modest. That's what was great about this car. It was small, but it was modest. And he was a detective. Though rare, the Peugeot 403 that Peter Falk's character drove was anything but sleek. Now, normally, and they were right about that, because a lot of these detective shows would drive the fancy car. Like Sonny Crockett wrote the Ferrari and the Spider. Magnum P.I. wrote the red Ferrari, you know. And but he drove this small, modest, sleek car that was ridiculous. Like, if it was a car chase, it would pretty much, like, he would have to chase... This car pretty much has to go downhill to catch speed. Let's put it that way. This car was not designed for speed. It became one of the raggedy as the series went on, a raggedy small car as the series went on, after getting creamed in several on-screen accidents. So, yeah, this car was flipped. It was exploded. It got into car accidents. But as in Hollywood, it was more than one car that they used on the show. But, I mean, I don't know. I tried to do some research. There were some people that remodeled the car and built kits out of it. But I have no idea if anyone has the original. And normally I would find it. But some people just, I don't know. They have, like, other models, but not the original one that, you know, Peter Falk drove in the TV show Columbo. But anyway, that is your car of the week. It is the 1959 Peugeot 403 from the TV show Columbo. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to continue on. I hope everybody's happy out there. How y'all doing out there? Yeah, right. Now, I'm going to see if we're going to find some sound effectsies.
It's time to join the podcast.
God damn it, man. All right, here we go. So, let's go into the world of, oh my God, food!
Make me a sandwich.
All right, people. We're going to get some food going right here. Now, this is football, Super Bowl. Any big food, huh? Taylor?
What do you mean?
Like, you're going to get with any football Super Bowl parties, anything like that?
Yeah, my friend's having a party at his house. A
lot of food?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll be working that day. But, I mean, I'm probably going to keep it simple. Probably order some nachos from Taco Bell when I get home and try to watch the game if I don't fall asleep. But, yeah, there's going to be a lot of Super Bowl parties out there, people.
What did you say?
I said a lot of Super Bowl parties.
What did you say?
Get this whore out of here, man. Jeez.
That's what he said.
Oh, God. Women. Right? Right, Taylor? Women. I got to watch myself. Anyway. Oh, people, I'm just having fun here. If you don't like it, don't listen to my podcast. No, no, no. Keep continuing, please. Yeah, man.
I will fuck you up.
All right, I'll stop. Grossman, chill, brother. All right. Well, anyway, the world of food. This will be a Super Bowl weekend. A lot of parties happening. A lot of people placing bets. But the one main thing about Super Bowl, it is the food and the alcohol. I am not much of a heavy drinker. I'm a one and done guy. But when it comes to food, I am there. And I am a guy that goes to the gym 5 to 6 days a week. I try to watch what I eat. And, excuse me, I try to be slim and ready for the summer, you know, not slim, but, you know, at least lose some more weight. I don't want to beef up. But your food of the week, and I'm going traditional here, and I found this on Pinterest. We're going to go to the classic food, hot dogs. Now, I am a hot dog lover. Taylor, are you?
Yeah.
Wait, do you like chili dogs?
As long as it's like a good quality hot dog, yeah.
Yeah, why not? You know what? I was at Walmart. No, yeah, I was in ShopRite. Oh my gosh, shut up. I was in ShopRite, and I was walking around. I was buying my usual can of chili from Hormel. God, I wish they were my sponsor. And I love Hormel chili. And I saw this on the shelf, canned chili sauce, chili dog sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, whoa. It's the sauce? Hormel chili, you know, it's right there and ready. And I saw another can. I forgot the two guys. It was a company that makes it. But it's chili dog sauce. I'm going to buy it one day because I love chili dogs. That with nachos and margarita pizza. But, I saw this on Pinterest. It was really interesting. And it had classic hot dogs, but different style of hot dogs. I'm sure you all heard of the Chicago hot dog and And I love hot dogs. And my favorite style of hot dog. Now, this is my hot dog, people. I call it the yo dog, right? This is what, yeah, I call it that. Yeah, you like that, huh? I call it that. You know, I was like, yeah, it's like, I call it the yo dog. Yeah, you see? So it is something. And I don't want the dog sniffing the butt thing. Yeah, I don't want that. I want this. That's what I want. Hold on. What's this one? There you go. So the my yo dog is my own style of hot dog. Now, this is how I make a hot dog that I love. Now, what I love on a hot dog is ketchup, mustard, relish, right? But when I make the yo dog, this is what I put on my hot dog. I put ketchup, mustard, relish, tomato, onions, minced onions, coleslaw, and a little hot sauce. Ah, your mouth is watering there, right? That is my the yo dog. Yeah, I call it that. No, not the pussy dog. I'm talking about the yo dog. There you go, see? And it's a long hot dog. You know what I'm talking about, ladies, right? Yeah! Look at your face. What the hell are you doing? Oh, my God. Oh, my producer's something, man. Anyway, so I'm going to read you some of these hot dogs that I saw online on Pinterest. It was really interesting. So, all right, here's one. Right, Taylor, you ready for this? All right, here we go. If I could click this up, it's not clicking up. Why is it not clicking up? All right, hold on, people. All right, here we go. There we go. Oh my God. Web page is not available. What the hell has happened here? All right, here we go. All right. Yeah, here we go. Okay, I got it. All right. I found a page here. All right, here we go. So I'm going to read you a couple hot dogs. I'm not going to read them all. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So let me see here. All right. So your first hot dog that's interesting, and I'll also read you what they have on them. It's pretty cool. Old Faithful hot dog. Now, the Old Faithful is the common hot dog with ketchup, Dijon mustard, relish, and onions. Huh? It's called Old Faithful. Now, this other hot dog is called the Chow. Yeah, this is what it is. It's called the Chow. Excuse. Oh, man. Oh, where the hell is the guy at? Oh, my God. Yeah, here we go. Excuse. No, it's not on there. Ah, the hell with it. Anyway, so this one is called the, what the hell is going on with my damn thing? Here we go. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, people. I should have had everything lined up and ready. Yeah. All right. So this one's called the Chow hot dog. It is ketchup, Dijon mustard, grilled peppers, and grilled onions. Ah, sounds tasty there, huh?
Can't wait for you to get me one.
All right. I probably will. Let me see here. And this other hot dog is called the Seattle Dog. It is with cream cheese, Dijon mustard, jalapenos, sauerkraut, and grilled onions. Mmm. Now, this one is called the Bomb. That's right. You know, oops. It's called the Bomb. Oh, my God. I cannot find a damn thing on here. No.
You eyeballing me?
No. Oh, my Lord. I had everything.
Noob.
Anyway. Son of a bitch. All right. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it on here. Explosion. Yeah, the Bomb. Yeah, finally. All right. The Bomb is this. Chili, onions, and cheddar cheese. No? Not interested in that one? Okay, how about this one? Okay, here we go.
I'm interested in the one you bring me.
let me see if I can find it. Which one was it? I'll find it. I'll read it back. I'm good on time, you know. But anyway, this other hot dog, I'll read you like two or three more, and that's it. This one's called the B3PO. Yes, ridiculous for it. BP3O. It's with bacon, baked beans, barbecue, onions, and toilet paper. That's right. This type of hot dog is pretty much, that's what it is. The BP3O, bacon, baked beans, barbecue sauce, and onions. Yep. And this one's called the calorie counter, which you're eating healthy. But instead of a bun, you use romaine lettuce wrapped around it, Dijon mustard, and red onions. I'll stick with the buns. But that's pretty much it, man. So that is your food of the week. These different type of hot dogs, the BP3O, the Chow, and the Seattle dog. If you are interested in making these dogs yourself, I would say go to Pinterest.com, type hot dogs, and you'll get the full list of the names and the recipes on how to make them. But I'm telling you, people, if you ever want to make the Yo Dog, that's right, that is my hot dog. That is with, again, ketchup, mustard, relish, diced tomatoes, I forgot to mention that, onions, coleslaw, and a little hot sauce, and that is the Yo Dog from Jerry Torres. That is right, people. Yes. All right. Oh, my God. All right, people. Now on to the world of movies. I'm a big movie buff guy. I love movies. There's a lot of movies coming out. I was going to see Bad Boys for Life. I'll probably wait till it comes out on DVD. 1917, I saw that. That was great. The Gentlemen, I heard that was really good and funny. It was like Snatch, they said. You ever saw Snatch?
No.
Ugh, you got to see that. That's a great classic gangster movie. They're calling Guy Ritchie like the next Martin Scorsese in gangster films, except his gangster films are comedy. But I heard it was really good. I might see that hopefully this month. Oh, my God. But it's time for movie recommendation, people. Movie recommendations of movies that I've seen and recommend others to go see it, such as action, drama, western, sci-fi, drama, mystery, suspense, documentary. So the movie that I highly recommend, and it's an updated version movie, and it's from the movie Quentin Tarantino, and it is the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Did you see that one?
I did not.
Anyway, it's a good movie. It's from Quentin Tarantino. It's a very well-done film, and it is his ninth movie feature film. And now, with Quentin Tarantino movies, if you're a film buff about him, he does a lot of twists in the movie. And that's what I like about the guy. He's a fantastic writer, fantastic director, Oscar-winning director. And the movie, it's about this. Ninth story, it's a story about that takes place in Los Angeles in 1969, at the height of the hippie Hollywood movement. The two lead actors are Rick Dalton, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, which, by the way, did a fantastic performance, and former star of the Western TV series and his longtime stunt double, Cliff Booth, played by two-time award-winning actor so far, Brad Pitt. Both are struggling to make it in Hollywood, but they don't recognize Hollywood anymore. But Rick has a very famous next-door neighbor, Sharon Tate. It stars Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Margot Robbie, who was a great, another one. And Al Pacino also starred in it. Now, the movie, the star was pretty much the dog. That was Brad Pitt's pit bull. It was a beautiful dog, and you got to see the movie, what he does. You know, he basically protected Brad Pitt. But I'm not going to get too deep into detail in the movie. But it's about the Manson murders. And but there was a twist in the end. It was a great twist. And it already won awards so far, including Brad Pitt's Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild. He's also nominated for Best Supporting Actor in the Oscars. And it was a great film. I highly recommend it. I already saw it two times already. That's how much I love the film. That next to The Irishman. Please tell me you saw The Irishman. No.
No.
Oh my God. Epic fail. Shut up. Anyway, so those type of movies, the movie is rated R and has language throughout, some strong graphic violence, some drug use, and some sexual references. Now, again, it was about the Manson murders, but Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt were not part of it. But they're going to show these actors. It's about the Manson murders, but like I said, in the end, there's a twist. So you got to see the movie. It was very well acted, very well done. It is a comedy drama. It was directed by Quentin Tarantino, written by Quentin Tarantino. And runtime is about 159 minutes, and it came out from Columbia Pictures. So if you're interested, it's not on Netflix yet. It's not on any cable channels, but you can download it and watch it. That's how I saw it. And I loved it. I really did. I regret not going out to the movie theaters and seeing it. But, you know, you live and learn, and they say it's good to see a film when it's out on the big screen. So I loved it. It's a great film. I recommend it. So that is your movie of the week. It is Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. All right, now we're going to go to
One Tough Sucker
in movies. Your one tough sucker in films. I love this guy. He's been one of my many idols in films. I watched this guy perform many times. I had an opportunity to meet him many times, but I never did. But I'm hoping I will. But, you know, he has some tax problems. There's some time in jail. But he's making a great, slow, major comeback. And I hope he does become bigger than he was before. Because this guy can act. He can fight. He's an action star. He's a dramatic actor. I've seen him in many movies, like One Sugar Hill. He was great in that. New Jack City. He did a fantastic performance. He was Blade. All right. And he also played in a kind of a lame action film, Passenger 57, Demolition Man. The list goes down. So, ladies and gentlemen, your one tough sucker in film is
one tough sucker.
Wesley Snipes. Yes. He's going to be in Coming to America 2. He's also working on a zombie film. But from what I hear, it's not going to be a lame zombie film. It's going to be a great action. Hold on. I'm on something here. Oh, here we go. All right. Sorry, people. I was like standing on the wire here. But he's also working on a zombie film, from what I heard. But also from the rumors, they say it's not going to be like a Walking Dead or comedy. It says it's going to be like a very serious zombie film, like a World War Z with drama. So, hey, why not? Make a comeback, brother. But congratulations, Mr. Wesley Snipes. You are
one tough sucker
in movies. All right. Oh, my God, boys and girls. Do you know what that's tied for? All right. Anyway. All right. Like I said, into the world of sports. Are we good on time?
Yeah.
How many minutes do I have? I'm sorry.
20.
20 minutes? Okay, great. I'll make this really quick. Like I said, in the world of sports, Conor McGregor won 40 seconds in the first round. A couple weeks ago, he had a fight. But he wants to fight anybody now. But the one fight he wants to do again, a rematch, is with Floyd Mayweather. He's calling him out to fight him in the octagon. And I think it should be right because he fought him in the boxing ring. From the boxing ring, bring it to the octagon. And that fight will be all Conor McGregor. And now the thing is, he said he'll fight him for $80 million. No word yet on Mayweather. He did hear about the call. But again, there's no word from him or from his people to make this fight happen. And I believe that Mayweather should fight Conor McGregor again. It's big money for both men. Why not? You know, it's don't make the delay on it, all right?
Go to town, man. Go to town.
Thank you. I'm preaching, man. I'm preaching.
Oh, wait. I got a better idea.
What kind is that? Huh? No. He should fight him. I mean, God, he got $100 million. Conor McGregor had received $100 million. Floyd Mayweather got $300 million. Why not fight in the octagon? It'd be the biggest thing in the UFC has ever seen. So they're going to go by the King Crown rules and all that other stuff. But I think they should make that happen. And to the NFL, as always, the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is this Sunday, people. 49ers and the Chiefs. It's going to be an epic halftime show. Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Wow. Two big shaking butts on stage, right? Right?
Let me get this down.
Thank you. You know, that'll be sweet. Two of the hottest women in the entertainment business will be on stage at halftime show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Two big, beautiful asses on stage.
Five!
No, I'm not going to smell it, you know. But I cannot wait. And like I said, I'm probably going to see it if I'm not too tired, you know, because I'm going to get out of work.
That's your nutsack.
You know. I'm hoping that'll happen, man. I'm not saying the ass shaking thing, but I mean, you know, I hope like it's going to be a great halftime show, which I know it will, but I know they're only going to do like a 15 minute performance. Oh man. But like I said, we shall see, you know. Oh man, I thought I had it here. Oh, here you go. Hold on. Wait a minute. I could get this. Rocket. Yeah, so it's going to be a great halftime show! Yeah! Oh, my God. Anyway, so I was going to do I Gotta Be Me, maybe, you know. So your love, TKO Woman of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. Normally, I was going to do I Gotta Be Me. But I'm not going to do that. Not today. Some good things just happened a couple days ago. And I'm recently speaking to this woman, you know. And she's a very nice, sweet one, but I promise not to mention her name, you know. But let's just say that her name is pretty much close to Merlin the Wizard, okay? We can go that far with it. let me see here if I can find the goddamn YouTube. Here we go. All right. So... let me type in here. Oh, my Lord, man. My tablet's really screwing up with me today. Here we go. All right, people. So we're going to go to Love TKO Woman of the Week. Yes. Ooh, let me lower it down a bit, people. All right. She's from Australia. She's 29. She appeared in films such as The Wolf of Wall Street, Suicide Squad, in the latest, Birds of Prey. Now, she was also in the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She's very young, very attractive, and immensely talented. She started in Australia, and now she's huge around the world. She makes a great, oh my God, I forgot her name. Anyway, but ladies and gentlemen, your love TKO Woman of the Week is Miss Margot Robbie. Congratulations, my dear. You are the love TKO Woman of the Week. Yeah, baby. Thank you, Mr. Teddy Pendergrass. Now, you see, look, this is a good song to play when you're with your woman. The love TKO, you know. Or you can play this one from Teddy Pendergrass. I have it right here. Let me see. No, I could play this. And it says, and I could probably sing it along too. There we go. Here, play this song for your lady when you're with her. All right, this is the song right here, guys. Listen to this real quick. Yes. This is a song you should play on Valentine's Day, guys. Like, you should be with your woman and just sing this to her and say this in her ear. This is the song. Listen. Turn off the light. Right? Yeah!
It's just me and you here. So
I know. This one makes excuse. I'm so glad you're in the satellite feed up there in the space station. Okay, this is going to stop here anyway, but that's the type of song you should play for your woman, all right? Find some good, classy, hot, slow songs and just be with her all night long. All right. Okay, people. I'm not in debt. Let's go to the topic of the day. So... The topic of, the tragic accident. Now, like I said, there's no bad news, no sad news, no politics, no religion on my program. Everybody knows that. I get some people that don't like me and I don't give a fuck. I don't care, you know. Don't like yourself, you know. Doesn't bother me. But due to the recent tragedy that happened with Kobe Bryant and the other, all nine. That recently had that tragedy of the helicopter crash that happened in California. Our deepest, our thoughts and prayers and from here, from everybody here in Wildfire Radio, goes to the family and friends of all nine that passed away. It was a tragedy. Kobe Bryant was a major talent. He was very likable. And I've read so many stories about the other eight people that passed away. Positive energy, a lot of love, very athletic girls. One guy was a coach, and another guy was a pilot, and the list goes on. of the great things that they did. So our thoughts and prayers from here, from Wildfire Radio, goes to those nine that recently passed away. And, you know, as in the, I'm going to use the line from Star Trek Wrath of Khan, they're not dead as long as you still remember them. So, you know, always keep that, keep them in your heart and mind, and they will live forever. Okay, people? Am I right, Taylor?
Of course.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Now back to another stuff. Now, I was going to say this. I recently was talking to somebody about vow, not marital vows, a vow. Now, my vow is this. I am paying off all my debts, and I want to pay them off by the summertime. Do you have any? No, this is not a New Year's resolution. It is not like a promise, you know, a vow. When you make a vow, you keep it. And my vow is that I'm going to pay off three or four debts. That's two credit cards and a small loan by the summertime. So, which means I'll probably use my whole paycheck and go into my hidden money. Yes, I have money that's hidden, and use that for gas and food. But that is my goal. You know, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm going to pay it off by the end of the year. No, I started off paying off my debts late last year. And then I said, you know what? It's a new year. I'm going to make sure I pay them all off by the summertime, June, right? So do you think that's a good thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that is my goal. It's not a resolution, and I don't believe in resolutions. As you heard in my late podcast, people that make resolutions are pretty much fucking liars. They don't do it. But knowing me, so far, so good. Like, I just recently got my taxes done. I'm getting that money back, but that money's not going to be used to buy stuff on Amazon. No, that money's going to be used straight to pay off debts. And the federal and the state are going to straight pay off debts. I am not kidding, people. So that is one of the goals that I'm doing. And mostly when you make a vow, you keep it. I read this book, and I can't remember the title of the book or the guy. I don't know if I have it in my stack of books at home, but it was about making a vow. And when you make a vow, you stick to it. It was, it's a guy said, about, you've seen it in movies, you know, where the guy cuts his hand and, oh, I vow to avenge you, you know, and he does it. Or they vow to hide this gold and they're the only one that knows where it is, you know. So my vow is you got to make a vow to really stick to it. Not a promise to yourself, a blood oath vow. Like, you know, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 3 months. Go ahead, do it. I'm going to be a vegan for half 6 months. Give it a try. If I don't like it, go back eating meat. All right, go ahead, try it. Just stick to it, you know. It doesn't have to be like I would say a vow that you can just stick to it for like a couple months, you know. It's just try it out. You know, I'm going to vow to learn some dance lessons and be with my lady. I'm going to be a better sex lover to my girl, whatever. But when you make a vow and you stick to it and you do it, you fulfilled it and you feel good about it. So when I made this vow of paying off my debts by the summertime, by June, I want to pay off that small loan and my two credit cards. I know that will motivate me to stay focused and to concentrate and to get what I want done. Because I'm tired of just like, you know, I'm a very active person. I mean, God, I write so much. I come up with great ideas. I'm making a vow to post everything online all year long, from me working out at the gym, from doing the stand-up comedy shows, from maybe doing this podcast, you know, or whatever. But I'm going to post one every single day in 2020, you know, from a video to a picture, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to record it or take a picture. I'm going to post it up. Taylor, do you think that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm sure you post some stuff online, right?
Not really.
No, all right. nothing of your new sneakers. He has these awesome sneakers he buys. New Balance stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty much what I'm doing. It's a vow because I said, you know, I don't make resolutions. I make vows now just to be a better person, to motivate myself, to get something done. Like I'm going to work on my audio book, you know, for my kids' book. Uranus Smells Like Rotten Eggs. You can purchase it on Lulu.com. It's only $3, people. And read it to your kids on your tablet or your phone or your laptop. It's a downloaded book. And technically, yes, it's a publisher, so I am a published author. So I would say pretty much look at yourself, look at your debts, look at yourself, you know, look at your woman that you're with, especially like Valentine's Day is around the corner, people, you know, vow that you'll be romantic to your woman, you know, vow that, you know, you're going to be a better lover, be romantic that evening, make a vow, make a list of slow songs, you know, like New Edition has some awesome slow songs, Sade, John Legend, damn, or Teddy Pendergrass. The list goes down. Find these great slow songs and just be with your lady. You know, be a better lover. So try to make a vow. Write it down or put a recorder on your phone and attempt to make that vow your goal to fulfill it. Because like I said, my vow is to make sure I'm going to pay everything off by June and just worry about one. Okay, just put it like this. I have two loans that I had to take and two credit cards. Right, I paid off my American Express card, and I got to pay off these two. But as soon as I pay off these two credit cards, I'm not canceling them. I'm keeping them as a reminder not to, you know, abuse them anymore. Now, these two loans, I'm not going to give the amount, but I want to pay off one and worry about that one. So the three, I just want to pay off and just worry about that one loan. So that is pretty much what you got to do to fulfill your goals in life is make a vow. Keep that vow. Make yourself a better person. And once you fulfill your vow, I'm telling you, you have mind, body, soul, and spirit will make yourself a better person knowing that you did it. You attempted it. You achieved your goal. So, all right? So make a vow, people. All right? Like a vow. Keep listening to my podcast. Taylor, you all right, bud?
Yeah.
All right, my man. Well, listen, how many minutes do I have now?
A little less than 10.
Live 10 more minutes. Oh, my God. So, hold on, people. I'm going to take a little drinky poo real quick. Oh, my God. I had to drink something really quick. So, just motivate yourself, people. That's all you got to do. And also, like, here's another vow I made. From here on out, the next woman that says they like me as a friend or they see me as a friend, I'm going to say no. Why? Because I'm 47 years old. I like to have a girlfriend in my life. I like to settle down. I'm tired of dating. When a woman says to a man, I like you as a friend. Can we just be friends? I see you more than just a friend. It's like, oh, my Lord. You know, it's.
Go fuck yourself.
That's pretty much it. I'm not going to waste my time. I have enough friends as is. I don't need any more. Okay. So that's another vow. So when a woman says that, oh, can we just be friends? I like you as a friend. You know, can we just be friends? I will delete and block you from everything. And so far, I have done it. Everything. All right. In other words, you will have no way to contact me in any way or form. You're done. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right. So pretty much what Grossman can say for me is,
look, fuck stick, fuck stick.
So he has to say it twice. But now like, that's a vow that I made. You know, and the next woman that says, I'm like as a friend, can we just be friends? I see more than just a friend, you know. Nah, I ain't gonna waste my time. I move on. I can't delete and block, delete and block, delete and block. You're done. Goodbye. It's like killing somebody and burying them. It's like now I know how the mob feels when they kill somebody. You know, well, not that's a bad way to put it. That's like paying off all your debts and going for it. There you go, people. Yeah. So you women that say like you as a friend,
go fuck yourself.
That's it, man. I'm not gonna waste my time with that crap. You know, life is short. You know, with me with that cancer scare I had last year, I realize now that life is too short, man. So for all you women that said like you as a friend,
I will massacre you.
So enough is enough.
I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Grossman. All right, people. Well, to producer, excuse me, Taylor will find the pizza advertisement. I'm going to find a really good song to close out the show while my producer does his thing. All right.
Are you looking for that New York style and taste? Then go to La Vida's Pizzeria. It has that New York feel and that Italian tasty touch. Mwah! A great place to eat with family and friends. La Vida's Pizzeria, located at 12 High Street, Mount Holly, New Jersey. For pickup or delivery, call 609-267-8957. La Vida's Pizzeria. Excellent food, perfect New York taste.
Okay, boys, let's eat.
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, anyway.
Hey!
No, sorry. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So I found this really cool song. It is an old school song, but I love it. Here we go. Let me see if I can get it up and ready. Here we go. Yeah! Oh, my God. That's right. This is New Edition. New Edition, Cool It Now. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening for another edition episode of the Jerry Torres program here on wildfireradio.com. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'll be back on the regular 3 or 4 show thing coming March, because right now, like I said, I'm trying to pay off some stuff and work on some other projects and also go back doing the open mic shows. I haven't done those in a while. I got to go back and keep myself sharp. Anyway, people. My producer, Taylor, thank you so much for doing a kick-ass job. I appreciate everything that you do. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Go on the... I'm so sorry, man. My throat's killing me. But go on wildfireradio.com or the-jerry-torres-simplecast.com. You can listen to me on there. All of my catch-up on my episodes. But I'd like to thank and say to everybody out there, whatever religious figure you believe in, may you be blessed. I bid you all a fun do. I'll be back the following Thursday. So I ask you all, please don't go changing. New edition, Cool It Now. Please, guys, take me away.